stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him. For He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to be looking today at the second part of the temptation of Jesus. I started this on the Sunday broadcast. And so understand that in Matthew 4, Jesus was tempted immediately after he was baptized of John and Jordan. That's what Mark 1:9 says. And, you know, there's something that if you'll just stop and think, when a person trusts Jesus as Lord and Savior, when that person wants to follow and be obedient as God's word has commanded all who believe in Jesus to be, what's the first step? What's baptism? Why do you get baptized? To identify with Christ. Why was Jesus baptized? To identify with sinners. Now, I looked at that our last time we were here. And so immediately after Jesus marked the beginning of his ministry, what was he to do? Well, he was revealing himself as the Messiah, the Christ. And all those prophecies that were foretold, he fulfilled. And then he went to the cross. And he obtained eternal redemption for everyone that would cry out to be forgiven of their sin, trusting in him as Savior. Like the thief on the cross. What did the thief on the cross do? He said, Lord, I don't deserve heaven. I deserve hell. I'm getting what I truly deserve. Lord, would you remember me? Now, the point, the battle begins. Why? Because the devil does not want you to live for the Lord. He does not want you to serve Jesus. He does not want you practicing Bible principles. And so, that was the time of the temptation. Right after Jesus started his earthly ministry, right after you and I, think about this, right after we place faith in Jesus, there's going to be some trials. There's going to be some testings. Now, the next example that we have the place. Where did Jesus go? Well, he didn't go to Jerusalem. You might think, well, he should have went to Jerusalem. No. Where did he go? He went. Well, the Spirit led him into the wilderness. And so there, he conversed with God. He had communion with God the Father. You know, we're to get along with the Lord. Our strength is in the Lord. The Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And if you'll read on, you're to put on the whole armor of the Lord. Not partial, but the whole armor of the Lord. And it begins with understanding you have the truth. You need truth. You need righteousness. You need faith. You need the Word of God. All those things are mentioned. Where do I find truth? In the Bible. Gird up your loins with truth. Know truth. That's essential. Solomon writes to the young man, hey, in order to find the right way, in order to find a good path, you must know God's word. You must know truth. You must know God's principles. And so, preparation for the battle. You see, the devil, he immediately began to tempt and to try the Lord. The Bible says that the devil, he appears in many forms. In 1 Peter 5:8, Peter described him as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. He doesn't want you to succeed. The devil is set out not against the sinner. He's against the believer. He's going to battle with the believer. And then Paul says that the devil can transform himself into an angel of light. And he has power to make his ministers appear as angels of righteousness. And so we need to be on our guard. And so to be strong in the Lord, no truth, no Bible doctrine. And righteousness, you need to do what's right. You need to apply those principles. You need to live by those principles. Faith is, yeah, like Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, remember what he said? You will have power to remove mountains. Now, he wasn't talking about a literal mountain. What was he talking about? Well, faith the size of a mustard seed, that's very small. But it's a faith that will grow. It will thrive. You see? And when those mountains in your life appear, and we in our families, in our marriages, on our job, there's mountains and we can't seem to, you know, move forward because we have a mountain in front of us. And faith, the size of a mustard seed, will help you remove those mountains. God will give you grace and mercy and strength to do what you need to do. Now, one of the things I find here, it was the Spirit that led him into the wilderness. He did not thrust himself into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. It was the Spirit. There's many times people say, well, I know just how far to go. You know, I think I'm strong enough. I can go against God's word, and before I do any damage, I can do what's right, and I won't hurt myself. Wait a second. That's foolish. If we presume upon our own strength and the devil to tempt us, we provoke God to leave us, and we will reap what we've sown. So be careful. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, wherefore let him that thinketh that he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. That's 1 Corinthians 10:12 and verse number 13. Understand, don't get the thinking that I can do what I want to do, and then at the last minute, I'll obey God and I'll have his protection. Doesn't work that way. You need to take, yes, and trust him to save you. Now you need to apply God's principles. You need to know the truth. You need to apply the truth. You need to live by the truth. Elsewise, your kids, it's going to be very difficult to train them up in the Lord, to teach them, you see? And so the other thing I need to make mention here, there is no victory without battles. Remember James said, the trying of your faith will work patience. Let patience have a perfect work that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In other words, that tempting causes you and I to look to God, to rely upon God's promises, to be steadfast in the faith. And so when I go back to 1 Peter chapter 5, you know, the Bible says the devil's like a roaring lion. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. What's Peter say? You can resist him steadfast in the faith. You see, for the God of all grace, he will make you perfect and establish you and strengthen you and settle you. There is victory. I think today a lot of people think, well, you know, I can't have victory. I've tried this. It hasn't worked. Oh, friend, this temptation of Jesus, immediately after he set out to start his ministry, to accomplish what God had set him forth to do, he came into the world to save sinners. What did the devil do? He threw everything at him he could. And I'll tell you today, when you decide, okay, I'm going to trust Jesus to save me, I'm going to take these Bible principles and I'm going to live by them, you will be faced with opposition from the devil, from the world, and last of all, your flesh is going to give you a problem, but it's through the Word of God. Arm yourselves. What did he say? Be strong in the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God. Get in your Bible. Look at God's Word. There's the truth. That'll give you knowledge and understanding to stay on that right path. Today, where are you? Hey, these lessons in the Bible were given to us from God. There is victory for the believer. Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.